Wow, I'm so excited. We had some girls dance out of the front porch. We have a 10 o'clock service called the Front Porch. We had a set of girls and a boy dance out there today. It was just fantastic to watch them dance to the Lord, and I was very excited about that. I'm going to ask Rob to come up and share part of his story with us. I said in the first worship service, maybe a little too long-windedly, that I'm a pastor, so is he. That in the Bible, when we read a chapter or two and it's somebody's story, kind of how God interacted with them, we get to read in maybe 10 minutes their entire life story and how God used it. For most of us, we're in the middle of that story, and it takes years to watch it unfold and see what God does. When we read in the Bible, it takes minutes to see it. And God will use an entire life story to teach us and to show us his glory and who he is and what he's about. And in many ways, that ties to what Rob wants to share with you today.
Pastor Andrew asked me this morning to give an update. I was here a couple of weeks ago informing you all that my doctor was suspicious that perhaps I had been cured, but we needed to confirm that. Being a doctor, he needed to be precise. And so he ordered a DAT scan, which is a brain scan, takes a picture of the dopamine production area in the brain. And if that test came back normal, then that would mean no Parkinson's. If it came back abnormal, well, then that would mean there was something very different going on that would require a lot of thought and understanding. In any event, I had that DAT scan last Thursday at Johns Hopkins. And when I left the hospital that day, Ken Jones was gracious to spend the day with me there. When we left the hospital that day, we had the impression that the results would be sent to my doctor up in Philadelphia almost immediately. So I expected to hear something Friday. That didn't happen. So then the doctor said, well, I'll call Monday if I haven't heard anything by then. So that meant we went through the weekend, which seemed like an eternity, waiting for Monday. Monday came, we still didn't hear anything. I sent an email, no, they haven't come yet. So I thought, well, at the risk of being a pest, I'm just gonna lay low for a couple days. So I sent another email finally Thursday, and he sent back an email conversation that he immediately then had with his secretary. This is the third time I have heard from him. Will you please call down to Johns Hopkins and find out if the tests are available, test results are available? And so she emailed back, she called, and she said they would fax the test results later that day. So I got an email this past Thursday, at 4:09. Dear Rob, your results just came in. The DAT scan shows normal dopamine levels. Good news. Give me a call if you want to discuss. All the best, Andrew. Needless to say, I gave him a quick call, but he had already left the office because I'm sure he would have a lot of splaining to do and wouldn't be able to do that adequately. So I have yet to have a conversation with any of my doctors up in Philadelphia. But the good news is that they tell me I'm normal. So needless to say, there was just a flurry of emotion and a lot of phone calls, a lot of Facebook postings, literally people all over the country, friends in Europe contacting us, and everyone just so very happy, and of course, so very amazed. And there's a sense in which words at this moment are completely inadequate. But the only thought that comes to my mind is a verse from James chapter 1, where James says, every good and perfect gift comes from above. The idea there is that the giving that God does is totally good. It is completely good. God can only give good. And our story over the last 12 years has been a story of God's grace and God's goodness. in the not so good times, and in the good times, and even in the amazing times, we have seen the consistent faithfulness of God as an expression of His goodness and grace in our lives. And this is just another chapter in that story. So we feel somewhat obligated to tell that story, and so I'm feeling the tug to actually complete a project that was started several years ago, and actually writing the story out. God has given us a title already, Unshakable Grace, and it would be the story of God's grace as we encounter the daily suffering with this disease, and just throughout that story share the goodness and faithfulness and grace of God. We aren't sure what all of this means for us down the road. We anticipate a flurry of variety of activity. I'll share a secret. The Michael J. Fox Foundation has already caught wind, and so there may be some opportunity there. So it's exciting to think about what God has in store. You and I know what has happened, but Sarah and I are also thinking that if there is some scientific explanation so that other patients could benefit from what we've benefited from, then we're willing to walk that road, whatever that might mean. So we just want to allow God to continue to unfold His story. We just want to be sure that we get on board with His story and just take it one day at a time. So we appreciate your continued love and support and encouragement that you've been to us through this time. And we are glad that we're able to celebrate God's goodness together with you today. And so we just thank you for all that you mean to us. So. You are very kind, but there's a reason why Paul says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, that all things work together for good for those who love God. The reason that is true is because God is good. And because God is good, He is the one that is worthy of all of our trust and all of our glory. So as you just stood, And as you clapped, together we give God the glory for what He has done.
Parkinson's has no known cure, does it?
That's correct.
And so no matter how you look at this, this is something miraculous that we're looking at. And so our prayers for Rob, and I appreciate the quiet, patient love that you've exhibited in the past couple of weeks here as he's waited for his tests. I know that you've been supportive and not encroaching on him, and that's a very helpful thing. I'd like to pray that God would give them wisdom about their next steps and that they would hear clearly the voice of His Holy Spirit and what He asked for them to do. So let's pray together. Lord, we thank You for Rob and Sarah. We thank You for their life, for their journey through this. None of us know what's next, and this is no exception. And so we commit Rob and Sarah's way to You. We pray that You give them wisdom to know what's about You and what's not. You would give them an ear to hear Your Spirit leading them, and that You would use them in mighty ways for Your kingdom and for Your glory, Father. Thank You for the man that Rob has become as he's walked this road, how You've used it to shape him and mold him, how You've used him to touch other people. We pray that You would continue to do that. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen.